Welcome back to the Al and Nathan All-Stars. I'm your host today, John Hayward, Deputy National Security Editor for Breitbart News. A new report at the Wall Street Journal says that Israeli intelligence helped to thwart an Iranian plot to assassinate President Donald Trump. With the Iran conflict heating up again, once again, the United States and Israel find themselves side by side against the terrorist regime. Here with us to talk about it is David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, founder and president of the Shiloh Children's Fund, and author most recently of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Welcome to the Al and Nathan Show.
Well, thank you, John. Good to be with you.
So big report here that Iran had a real serious, well-developed plot to assassinate President Trump, and Israeli intelligence was able to issue a warning so it didn't come together. Do you credit this report? Do you think that's what really happened? And if so, what does that say about where this conflict is heading?
Well, we're just talking about proof. As President Trump said, we're just talking about proof of what the Iranians have been trying to do all along, which is to assassinate the president. This is just further proof. But nothing has changed over there. We just witnessed the funeral of the Ayatollah. And, you know, it went on for days. And for days, the speakers and you know, they're all chanting, death to America, death to Trump. So, I mean, it's not news. This has been going on for a very, very, very long time. And according to the latest announcement from President Trump, just about an hour or so ago, the United States is going to take full control of the Strait of Hormuz, and there's going to the blockade on Iranian ships, only on Iranian ships, will be fully reinstated. And I imagine that this is something that President Trump has been planning for a while. And the negotiations are going nowhere. He finally sees that. We in Israel have known it for a long time, because we understand the mentality of the Middle East a little bit better. But it was clear that this was going to happen.
Where is Israel in this right now? They aren't seemingly directly involved in attacking Iran at the moment. They have their situation in Lebanon that they're working on. And the Iranians, notably, have not tried to attack Israel, which they usually do when they're backed into a corner. They're shooting missiles at every Gulf Arab nation they can reach. But so far, they haven't picked a fight with Israel ever since hostilities resumed.
Well, we're not physically attacking them. It's the United States that is attacking them, that is taking actions in response to the fact that they had reinstated their piracy at sea. You have to remember what we're talking about is the way the commercial markets, the international commercial markets work, is that there are ships that bring goods, and there is trade between nations, but the trade is only the first step. Then the goods are transported via ships. And one of the main transport routes goes between several countries in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran had taken control of the Strait of Hormuz for a long time and demanding that all ships other than the ships that are friendly to them, that they pay ransom. And it's something similar to what the Barbary Pirates did, for those who know a little American history, what the Barbary Pirates did also in the Middle East back in the time of Thomas Jefferson. Okay, President Jefferson, when he came to power, he had already read the Quran, and he understood that there are certain things in the mentality of Muslim radicals that causes them to do these things, and that you can't bargain with them. And he sent out the Marines. Jefferson did. He sent out the Marines to combat the Barbary pirates, to free the passing of commercial shipping at sea, and to get it out of their control. And as a result of that, you know, we have the Marines theme song from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Right,
which
right.
is in the Middle East, by the way.
President Trump, President Trump said that if the U.S., this morning on True Social, he said the U.S. is going to take over the Strait of Hormuz, which you mentioned, and then he said we were going to be charging a fee for our services to secure the Strait of Hormuz, and he thumbnailed it at 20% of the value of international shipping passing through the Strait.
Well, it's about time. It's about time. I've been saying this for a long time, that, yes, it's expensive to run a war, even a low-scale war, which is what this has become. And it's expensive. It's expensive for the American taxpayer. And we see the cost of gasoline. There are things that that the dominant force can do in order to lower those expenses. And President Trump is doing a very wise thing now, taking full control of the Strait of Hormuz. The world can rest at ease, knowing that American ships are going, and American forces, American air forces as well, are going to be securing the free passage of commercial ships at sea. It's a big thing. It's a big move and a bold move by President Trump.
Why do you think Iran restarted hostilities here? When they attacked a few commercial ships and sent the balloon up again and this all started, a lot of people scratched their head and said they were doing okay as long as they sat tight. They were getting a lot out of this memorandum of understanding, and then they went ahead and committed piracy again and left us no choice but to start bombing them.
That's because the Trump administration has made it clear from the moment that this memorandum of understanding was reached, that there are certain issues on which there can be no compromise. One is that Iran is going to have to completely dismantle its nuclear weapons program. And number two, that they are going to have free passage for all ships on the along the Strait of Hormuz. And if they didn't agree to that, then there's not going to be a deal. The deal is going to be deleted, so to speak. So that's what happened.
Yeah, and they were sending belligerent warnings right before they started shooting, telling all international ships they had to obey Iran's commands and follow their preferred route to the Strait of Hormuz. And I guess they thought too many people weren't taking them seriously, so they opened fire, and we are where we are. So now we're going to find out if President Trump can make good on this promise to take control of the Strait of Hormuz. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and author most recently of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Hayward, Deputy National Security Editor for Breitbart News, your host today. Thanks for joining us on this hour of the Alan Nathan All-Stars.